Please hold the line for the conference host to join the conference or a customer services representative.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the North River Shareholder Conference Call. My name is Dave, and I'll be your coordinator for today's conference. For the duration of the call, you will be on listen only. If at any time you need assistance, please press star zero on your telephone keypad, and you'll be connected to an operator. I'm now handing you over to James Beam to begin today's conference. Thank you.
Thank you, Dave. Good morning, everyone. Thank you for joining us or joining me. First of all, thanks for bearing with me with the rescheduling of this call. And I spent the last 2 weeks in Namibia in discussions on our mining license. And also, we were in the midst of board discussions ongoing board discussions, I have to say, on general direction. And so I thought important to reschedule to today so that hopefully we are in a better place, or I'm in a better place to explain our revised way forward. But thanks, I guess the main thing is thanks for bearing with me on that. I'll walk through a brief set of slides just to explain, I guess, what was already announced on our RNS the other day, and then take questions that we've received in the lead-up to this call. So I'll dive straight in. I hope I see some of you have the presentation in front of you. Others don't, but I will whiz through it and then take the questions, and hopefully it'll be clear to everyone. So on slide three, I guess firstly, before going into the detail in each area, some context, just reflecting on this year really. In the first half, as longer-term shareholders are well aware, we, on the back of the DFS coming out late last year, I guess the revised board and indeed myself coming in January this year, we spent our key focus, not exclusively, but the key focus in the first half of this year was taking a look and optimizing both the mine plan and the processing flow sheet for the project, the two key elements of our project. More or less around the middle of the year, reached a point with a revised proposed flow sheet, particularly on the plant, the shift coming into the second half of this year has been to continue with infill drilling, essentially using our own Kempe drill. As methodically as possible, building up a relationship with the mining ministry in Namibia on the mining license, and just giving our project in Namibia more profile as a foundation for the mining license discussions that are ongoing, and I'll come back to later. Mine development productivity as well. We had a slowdown in the first half of the year. As shareholders will recall, we had a contractor on site doing that work. That contract was brought to an end. We then had a loader. We acquired a loader, and I guess coming into the second half of this year, it's all been about getting that small core team on the ground with that loader, working on the five-level drive as a key focus, and also on the north decline. And then more recently, the other focus, I guess, to date in the second half has been that interim $4 million funding. And again, I'll come back to that. And it's that backdrop or context that leads us into the thinking and the announcement the other day on how we take things forward. So just on the right-hand side of that first slide, I'll come back to all of these points on further slides in more detail, but a key starting point in our thinking is that we continue to have confidence that the license will be granted, but obviously the longer time frame, and I don't have an exact date on it yet, I have to say, requires that we or has required that we revise our work plan through to a construction decision. The key elements, so with that as the background and that confidence in the mining license coming through in due course, the critical work streams in broad terms, as I see it, are the feed, and this is pretty much in line, I guess timing shifted out a bit, but essentially in line with our use of proceeds as set out in the circular for that $4 million funding at the time, is number one is the feed is, you know, we've come up with this revised optimized flow sheet. We now need to do that front-end engineering and design to firm up exactly what that means in terms of technical parameters, operating parameters, and indeed more broadly how that feeds into a revised capital and operating cost estimate for the project and therefore what the project economics look like right now. Number two is a resource drilling campaign, and I'll come back to this in more detail. But we are now far enough along the five-level drive. It's not complete, but we're now far enough along that drive to commence a drilling campaign targeting a resource upgrade and hopefully without speculating on the outcome of that drilling, but hopefully an extension to the initial life of the project. Thirdly what we describe here, I guess, as operational readiness stroke project implementation planning. But part of updating our understanding of the overall economics of the project or profile of the project is really getting increased confidence in our mine development scheduling and costing. We get this feedback time and time again when we talk to capital providers, is our level of confidence and therefore their level of confidence in our ability to deliver on the mine development plan and the operating costs of that mine development and indeed future mine operations. And number four, last but certainly not least, a critical focus for us is to understand in an evolving environment our financing options in what is a continuing weak commodity environment, and we'll come back to that again as well. All of this pushing out of time of the timeline versus what we set out in the fundraising circular, and indeed pushing forward with a drilling campaign as quickly as we can for the positive impact it will have on our financing discussions does mean that we will require a further interim working capital fundraise into the new year. I'll come back to that in a bit more detail as well. All of this, I guess, stating the obvious, will move us well position us to take the project into construction during 2016. Now, you know, on the slide we say H2 2016. In practice, in order to get a real resource upgrade and therefore feed that through into a upgraded reserves and resources statement, will take us the whole of the first half of next year for drilling and then building that into an upgraded resource statement and indeed a revised mine plan in due course. Now, if we if that's what we need in order to get the financing that we appropriate financing for the project to get it off the ground, then that's the timeline that we'll take. Obviously, if the mining license comes through more quickly, and indeed financing comes through more quickly, that timeline could conceivably be shorter. On to the next slide. Just a quick recap on the recent financing. I guess in summary, and this is all in a previous announcement, but about around $375,000 raised from non-Greenstone shareholders in the open offer. A further $200,000 or $205,000 subscribed for by members of the board, and then from Greenstone, about 0.3, just short of 300,000, was their pro rata contribution to the fundraising in the form of equity, I guess, to maintain their 30 or just below 30%. And then the remainder, the shortfall to $4 million of $3.1 million, came in from Greenstone by way of convertible loan notes, as all set out at the time in that circular. So that was all completed last month. All the monies have been received. As a reminder, that placing an open offer was fully underwritten by Greenstone, and without belaboring the point, it does very clearly demonstrate their continued commitment and belief in North River and the project. And that does set us apart from many other AIM-listed mining companies. The addition of the balance of $3.1 million in those convertible loan notes would, if converted today at current exchange rates, take Greenstone's effective holding up to just over 50%. And as a reminder, that underwriting agreement with them included commitments by the company in respect of the use of proceeds and an agreed work plan as set out again in that circular. Next slide. On the mining license, as I said at the beginning, I've just spent the last 2 weeks in Namibia, and we continue to have very constructive, positive discussions with the mining ministry. I guess just as a backdrop, this is I suppose it's not really appropriate any longer to call it a new government, but the government since coming into office in late March this year is obviously reflecting on their broader political priorities, their broader ambitions for the country. What is clear from our discussions, as a country, as a government, still very much see mining as an important part of the economy, and absolutely very keen to promote or continue to promote their profile as a favoured destination for mining on the continent. So, you know, all positive backdrop. In that sense, our discussions with the ministry itself revolving around, we'll come to questions afterwards, but there really is nothing, there are no underlying issues or problems specific to our mining license application at all. This is a more broad-based discussion and reflections within the ministry on process and conditions, as with any other country, to be attached to the grant of mining licenses. And that, I guess, is what has held things up, again, more generally across the industry during the course of this year. I've got three bullet points at the bottom of the slide that, again, I guess to some extent all say the same thing. But all I can say is that we are I believe we are progressing, all very positive and constructive. I can't give a date as to when we will receive the license. We have to respect the processes, internal processes of the ministry and indeed the government, as they reflect on how to structure themselves, but confident that, and as a board, we are confident that the mining license will be granted in due course. And that does play into the rest of this conversation, and I guess our revised work plan, because it is that foundation that does give us confidence in moving forward with the project. And in fact, it's a symbiotic relationship, moving forward also displays to them, to the government, our confidence in the project, and in that sense fully supports our application and seriousness of intent in moving this project forward. Now, going into a bit more detail on those key elements of the work program, the first one being feed. It's like what we describe as feed, and as set out in the circular again, indeed is to my mind it has a broader scope. The core element of the work is indeed the front end engineering and design for that revised plant processing flow sheet. That then feeds into a wider update of our overall project capital and operating cost estimate, and therefore the economics of the project. And within that, other elements, and I've mentioned a couple here on the slide that feed into that overall project economic update, is again having a look at the commercial viability of treating the old tailings at site. That has two objectives. The first, and in no particular order, I have to say, but the first is obviously it's just commercially. Does that make sense, and does that add to the operating life of the project, or can it? And secondly, it would be that tailings dam is the last real environmental legacy of the previous operator at site, and so it would be a real positive if we can treat that, as I say, in a commercially viable way. And the other element that feeds into this overall capital and operating cost estimate is using our current very small operating team as a basis, as a live basis, I put on the slide to give us added confidence to the operating environment underground and the cost attached to that operating platform underground. So all of those will feed into a revised capital and operating cost for the project. Absolutely vital to have this when we get to the sharper end of looking at financing options with all ambit of capital providers. And the results of that exercise, we're expecting to kick that off shortly, and the results of that exercise are expected in Q1 next year. On drilling and adding to our resource, the first thing to mention is that we've actually completed about 4,800 meters of drilling since the August 2014 resource statement, which is the basis of the current project. In other words, the overall resource of 1.25 million tons. Most of that 4,800 meters has been a sort of more infill drilling rather than resource expansion drilling, but there has been a mix, and that is simply because we have increasingly been run out of access to drilling points that will give us a big kick up in additional resource. So the real next step, as I've mentioned on more than one of the previous calls we've had, the next big step up in resource is expected to come from a drilling program focused on the north at depth below the five level development, which is still ongoing. So together to add to that 4,800 meters of drilling already completed, we now are putting in place a plan for a further approximately 3,500 meters. A big proportion of that will be focused on the north at depth, with some additional ongoing drilling using our Kempe drill in the south and in the junction area, and in the north above 150 for further infill drilling. But the focus, and I guess the timing of this is important in that we're now very close to completing or getting far enough along that drive on the five level to have opened up three of our planned five drilling points along that development drive. So once we've got that third drilling point opened up, development will continue to sort of march forward towards opening up the fourth and the fifth. But it does give us, it does then give us space to come in behind that development and start drilling in the first three, or at the first three points along that drive. And so we now can begin that, and we hope to start that before the end of the year. But that more detailed planning is still underway. Presuming we can start, as I say, in the near term, we'll start to get initial drilling results in the first quarter of next year. And again, that all starts to feed into discussions around interim financing, just provide more information around conversations for that interim financing, and indeed discussions for the larger construction financing in due course. As I said, the five-level drive will continue, and we are about the overall length of that drive is just over 300 meters, plus the development required for each of those five drilling points. But of that 300 meters, by the end of this month, we'll be over 190. So we've got just over 100 to go, and but with the mining team working with that loader at better productivity levels now, and indeed having added a second shift, we are picking up the pace on completing that drilling, and I hope to hope that we can knock it on the head fairly swiftly into the new year. The big picture here is that drilling, and the faster we can do it now that we have opened up sufficient access on that drive, is the objective is obviously to add to the initial life of the project, and that will be such a big plus when we get to construction, particularly construction phase financing, and that's across the board, whether it be equity or debt financing. The third area or work stream, if you like, which we've headed operational readiness. This is essentially operational, is more particularly operational readiness in the mine, the underground mine. If one looks at the overall project, we've got construction of a plant on the one sense. So that is true construction phase. On the mine is a little bit different. You know, we'll be ramping up, we'll be building up a team to do development in the first 9 to 12 months, accessing and opening up stopes for future production. But essentially, it is moving into an operational phase already, with in the sense of getting equipment on site, building up the team of people, getting the shifts working properly, getting the organizational structure working for that underground mine. And so in that sense, we are already thinking about our operational preparedness on the mining side. And so the ongoing work on the five-level drive and in due course North Decline, provides, even though at a very small cost-controlled level at the moment, does provide really excellent pre-operational experience. Both in terms of productivities, but also costing and then future planning for that underground mine. And I guess the second is slightly separate from that, but what we have just, and I, as I put into the RNS the other day, we have decided to move our Namibian corporate office, very small office anyway, but decided to move that from Windhoek down to Swakopmund. We will save a bit of cost or corporate overhead on that decision. The driver, though, rather than cost per se, was, again, in anticipation of moving into construction, is just to bring that support office closer to the site, closer to helping the project team manage contracts and be right down the road in Swakopmund. Thirdly, and it's a bit of a general statement, but we continue to work on the broader organisational needs for moving the project into construction, and that is people and structures and working with our engineering firm on the plant construction side and planning for that as well. The fourth work stream in a bit more detail is on the financing. And this is planning for financing, further interim financing. Timing thereof, the cash that we have available now on the back of the recent working capital financing will, as we've stretched things out and try to keep costs really tight while we do what we believe are the right things to move the project forward, will take us into the first quarter of next year, but we will have to keep watching and assessing as a board as we take things forward, our ongoing confidence, I guess, obviously on the mining license and indeed the market environment. We can't be blind to that, and we'll have to assess the exact timing and quantum of any further interim fundraising in the new year. The bigger picture is getting closer to and identifying, although we've done a fair amount of work during the course of this year, is really particularly in this current commodity environment, getting very close to the broad suite of potential sources of capital across the board. And I do expect to move forward with the appointment of a CFO, with this being pretty much a full-time job in the short term, is to get our heads around what our debt capacity is, what our financing capacity is, and options are around financing this project. And all of these work streams on the other side of the same coin feed into putting us into as good a position as possible for those conversations. This chart that you have in front of you now, and for those who don't have the presentation on the screen, it's a simple chart that tracks the zinc price in US dollars and the zinc price equivalent in South African rand from 2005 all the way through to today. And I guess the simple message is that although we really do need to complete our updated capital estimates, and that means going through the FEED process and looking at all the other aspects of the project, so we need to do that work properly and thoroughly in order to have a look at the updates of the economics of the project in the current environment. But I did think it was interesting just to share this with you today, that although we've seen a sharp drop off in the zinc price in the last few months, it did hold up better than many other commodities for a while, but it's come off in recent months. But we do need to also consider that we are operating in a part of the world where the exchange rate has come off markedly. And if one looks at the two lines on this chart, the orange on the one hand shows how the zinc price remained pretty flat in broad terms since the recovery from the crash in 2008 to early 2009. Before dropping off, I guess, in the last few months, as I said. But in rand terms, since 2011, through to recently, the equivalent South African rand-based zinc price is not as miserable as one would assume just thinking in dollars. Now I'm not for a moment suggesting that all of our capital cost or indeed future operating cost is all rand based, but it is a big element of our cost, And that will come out in the revised assessment of the overall project economics in due course. And then to wrap up, so this is the last slide before I'll read through questions we've received. I think we shouldn't lose sight here that we do have a really good initial project for the company, the first stepping stone to building a bigger company. Namib is high grade, low cost, low capital and operating cost. It's a restart. You know, we've already got access to underground. We already are gaining experience in that underground environment, so certainly lower risk than a pure greenfield project. Because the mine infrastructure to some extent is already there, that gives us a head start. We have a short pathway through to production once we get the mining license and obviously financing in place. The board, and I guess the second, and this repeats once again, the key starting point behind this revised work plan, the board remains confident that the mining license will be issued in due course, and those conversations with the ministry are ongoing. And I guess in a snapshot, this revised work plan that we've put out and the key elements of which I've just walked through now reflect a longer timetable than we had anticipated. Nominally, I think was the word used at the time when we put out the circular for the financing, but essentially sticks to moving forward on those key elements of that work plan, but on a timeline, on a timetable that allows us to secure the mining license and construction financing in the current market. I put the following bullet point in, and I think it's important to stress, look, we have, as a board, looked at all options here, but delaying these pre-construction work streams would have a significant impact on the value proposition for the company and all of its shareholders. To sit back and do nothing, not only if more than just has us sitting still, it actually starts to have us moving backwards. We would have a feasibility study which we know is not on the plant side, at least is not the plant that we're going to build, that increasingly becomes out of date, and so to stop now, I think and just sit and incur overhead without moving the project forward, without adding value to that project, bringing us closer to something that we can take a decision on, would certainly have a significant impact on value. This revised work plan, although with a revised timetable, does address the commitments that we made to Greenstone in respect of that underwriting agreement at the time. The final point here on the slide is that I can't stress more strongly that a longer mine life really should be a positive catalyst for the project financing discussions as we take those forward into the new year, particularly in this market. Thank you very much for that. And I will move straight into questions. I will just read through them one by one and then be as candid as I am in a position to be in answering them. Just bear with me. So in no particular order, but we've received a number of questions, and I'll try and not be too repetitive, but equally try and do justice to all the questions that came in. So the first one, do you have reasons for confidence that the mining license will be granted before more funding will be required? And if so, what are the reasons for that confidence? I think I've been through this as much as I can, but at the end of the day, there's no guarantee when the mining license will be issued. But our ongoing discussions with the ministry do give us confidence that the application will be assessed for their approval in due course, hopefully in the near term. And I think on funding, we are heading towards requiring more funding in the new year. And the timing, as I said before, the timing and quantum of that, needs to be continually assessed by the board in light of timing of the mining license and indeed putting financing in place for the full construction. The next question. If you don't have confidence that the license will be granted before more funding will be required, how do you propose to raise that funding? It's a good question. As a board, we will continue to monitor progress on all of the project work streams. Progress on the license is clearly a key component in any future fundraising decision, but it is not the only one, and so we will need to consider the progress on the resource expansion drilling. We'll need to consider progress on how the feed and revised capital estimate and therefore project economics start to look. So all of that will feed into that next funding decision. Now, on the mining license, we are in, you'll understand, confidential discussions with the ministry on our application, so I can't go into details, and I don't want to raise expectations beyond reality either. But we are already increasingly informed as we continue to discuss the license with the ministry. So it is not simply a kind of binary yes no. Do we have the license? Don't we? We will. We are on a journey of increasing confidence that license will come through, I guess is an oblique way of saying it. Next question. What issues that NRRP needs to address are outstanding regarding the mining license? I can't go into sort of the nitty-gritty details, I guess, of the discussions on the license. But I can say that we really don't have any underlying issues specific to our application. Next question. Are there any issues to suppose that there are circumstances beyond North River's control that will delay the granting of the license, such as a decision by the mining ministry to delay more granting of licenses until a new act is passed, or until a new section in the ministry is set up, or a position filled, or until a known number of other applications are considered, or any other such circumstance? I really don't believe this to be the case. On the contrary, I believe the ministry is working hard to think through and complete its review of process on the issue of licenses. And I don't believe there'll be any structural holdup in that regard. Next question. What is your estimate of the chances of survival and success of North River? There's no doubt that the commodity markets are challenging at the moment, but we need to keep in sight in our sights that we have an attractive and achievable project in Namib. And this is repeating, I guess, what we had on the last slide, but we do have a high-grade, low-capital cost, short construction period project in a really good mining jurisdiction. That all gives me confidence in our success, in our chances of success. I am, I guess this is also going back to the other option. I'm convinced that stopping project expenditure right now and simply doing nothing would reduce those chances of success. Time passing, is very, very value destructive. We, as a listed company, we have a structural cost base. I'm looking at every single line item in our corporate overhead to see where we can cut back and be as effective as possible in using the money that we have to advance the project and not just spend money on corporate overhead. But as a listed company, we do have a structure in place and a cost structure in place that is unavoidable, and we do need the appropriate skills in place to manage the project and that structure. So for what is not a very large initial project, holding costs do very quickly start to eat away at the value of the project. So time is of the essence. Next question. When does the money run out according to your planned expenditure? So under this revised work plan that we put out in the RNS and we've just spoken through this morning, our cash balances, do stretch out and take us into the new year. And apologies for repeating myself again, but just to emphasize, the timing of requiring any further interim working capital will be, at the end of the day, will be a function of ongoing board confidence as time moves on. If indications from the ministry are positive on the license, we may make a decision sooner on financing. If it looks like time is or that timing is pushing out or less encouraging, then no doubt as a board we could use our discretion to slow down the rate of spending and therefore the need for further interim funding in the interim. Next question. It's quite a long question, but I'll just read it out. Against the background of depressed zinc prices, difficulty in obtaining mining finance, and uncertainty over timing of the mining license, the board's announced strategy is to continue with development expenditure. This decision would appear to gamble the company's survival on either the mining license being awarded before further financing is required, or further funding being available if the license hasn't been awarded. Given that the board has rejected the alternative strategy of paring expenditure to the bare minimum required in order to conserve the company's existing cash for a longer term whilst awaiting the mining license, please advise how its declared strategy is in accordance with director's requirement to have regard to the likely consequences of any decision in the long term to act in a way the director considers in good faith is most likely to promote the success of the company for the benefit of its members as a whole, quote unquote, that last piece. As a starting point here, as a company, we made commitments under the recent underwriting agreement and as communicated and as approved by shareholders to a certain work program stroke use of proceeds from that $4 million financing. The commitments made were to apply those proceeds to advancing the project towards a construction decision. So, any decision now to put the project on care and maintenance, for example, or some other version thereof, would in the first instance be in a breach of those commitments and would require Greenstone support. So that is a backdrop as a first point to make in response to this. And independent of that, and again I'm repeating myself, but it is important, stopping activity on the project, to my mind, it clearly undermines our case for being granted a mining license. Secondly, undermines discussions on funding options by deferring, for example, an update on our technical and economic parameters of the project. In other words, we won't have the benefit of the FEED. The old DFS is now sufficiently outdated, and we've already said that we're not going to build the plant as set out in that DFS. And also, hopefully a longer mine life from a successful drilling campaign will be a big positive to that. And so not doing those things seriously undermines those financing discussions. I guess the third point is that stopping activity now also it just destroys value, and this again is repeating, but destroys value by just building in a longer lead time through to production in terms of holding costs for a small AIM listed or listed company. Next question. At current burn rate and programmed investments, how much time can we operate without the need of extra funding? As I said before, our cash balances will take us into next year, and we'll have to keep, you know, it will be a function of board confidence as time moves on and as those cash reserves dwindle. But, you know, we'll be very cognizant of that, and we'll keep shareholders informed as we move forward. Move to the next question. What measures were taken by the company to cut costs? Can you specify the value of each one? You know, we continue to strive to minimize overhead and corporate costs. There are certain costs that we cannot avoid, as I just mentioned. Further, you know, in order to complete the work streams that we have set out in our revised work plan and progress the project towards construction, we absolutely need to retain a core management team and the appropriate level of skills. And I think we are striking the right balance. We cut any more back, and we start to undermine how effectively we use our available funding in those key work streams. Having said that, we are cutting back. We're cutting back on a few positions, both in the London and Namibia corporate offices, and are looking to outsource some functions, for example, such as payroll and others. We are reviewing every single service provided to the company to determine where additional savings may be made. In Namibia, as I said earlier in the presentation, we're moving our office down to Swakopmund. That will save a little bit of overhead, although at the end of the day, that wasn't the primary driver for that decision. And that's not a once-off cost-saving exercise. You know, this will continue as we go, and will be driven. Will be a function of our ongoing work on the project and at site. So, believe you me, it is a key focus of the board to keep corporate overhead as low as possible, so that you know, if we are making the you know, the decision in an environment of uncertainty to push forward with the project, we are applying our available funds most effectively on advancing the project. Next question. If prices of commodities stay at current levels, what kind of changes in investment cost and mine life have to occur for the company to get proper project financing and add value for shareholders? There's no doubt that the current commodity market environment is very challenging, and this is leading potential providers of capital across the board to reassess their lending and investment criteria. You know, that is a given. So the reality for us in this market is that, you know, lenders and other investors are being very discerning over which projects to pursue. So there's no magic formula which dictates how much financing we can attract. And therein, you know, that's why it's a key work stream for us to continue to assess what our potential sources of capital are, and work very closely together with those sources of capital, and indeed feed into those discussions as quickly as we can, feedback from our drilling campaign, feedback from the revised feed process stroke update on the project economics, and added confidence as we go on our operating parameters for the underground mine. Next question. We would like to know if the tunnel is finished yet. I think I mentioned these numbers earlier, but of the total planned development for five level of just over 300 metres, we have about 120 metres to go, or just over 100 metres to go. We are targeting completing this by the end of the first quarter next year. We've added the second shift, as I said earlier. Productivity is settling in at higher levels than earlier, so we're making good progress on that front. Also, as I said before, by the end of this month, we aim to have completed, or be very close to having completed, the third of ultimately five drilling locations along that drive. Next question, has the company drawn down the full loan note finance? Was this the decision of all directors? As approved by the board at the time, and as announced at the time of the fundraising, Greenstone agreed to underwrite fully underwrite that fundraising. So in order not to move above their 29.9% holding, it was agreed that any funds they provided in excess of that to meet the shortfall would come in by way of those convertible loan notes. So Greenstone has been issued with those loan notes to cover the shortfall, and those monies have come in as per those arrangements as communicated at the time. Next question. Why has the company now decided that resource expansion is needed, and why not before? We note that 4,000 metres have been drilled. Has this met expectations so far? The first point to make is that resource expansion has always been a priority. A priority within the context of maintaining cash in an uncertain environment in relation to the mining license and the technical parameters of the project earlier in the year. But it has always been a priority, and we have continued to use our Kempe drill. And on the back of that, we do have, in fact, nearly 4,800 metres of drilling that we can now feed into a resource upgrade. Why now is quite simply on the slide I mentioned that we're doing detailed planning now for roughly 3,500 meters of additional drilling. The vast majority of that needs to come from the north at depth below the five level drive, and it is only now that we've sufficiently opened up that drive. We're not finished, and maybe perhaps in an ideal world, you know, one could sequentially wait until we finished, and then in an empty environment, let the drilling contractor into the drive completely unrestricted to do the drilling. By the time we finish the third drilling location by the end of this month, it does give us access to start drilling behind the development as it pushes forward towards the fourth and fifth location. So we've not had that access until now. So that's why we are now in that position. Which is great news, because then that means we can start to fast track adding that 3,500 meters. And the real key to this is making sure that our detailed plan on where to drill those 3,500 meters is as effective as it can be in achieving the added confidence to the additional resources and reserves that we have, and also adding to those. So that's the planning we're going through now, and as I say, we hope to be able to commence that campaign before the end of the year. Next question. With the low exchange rate of the Namibian dollar, a second shift is logical, and also near mine expansion. will you be doing this? We have introduced a second shift already, and that is paying dividends on the development rates at the farm, the five level, and that will help us knock off the remaining 100 or so meters fairly quickly, hopefully. But I have to say that our priority in the short term is to complete that five level development. Second priority is to progress early development on the north decline. Rather than hiring more people now and doing work, sort of mine expansion work further afield at this point. I mean, and this is always a judgment. You know, one of the earlier questions was talking about cost cutting. And, you know, we can't do everything all at once. And so it, right now, in terms of advancing this project, helping strengthen our position, particularly for construction financing, the key things are getting the resource upgrade and getting experience and development advanced in the Namib mine itself. And so that's where we'll be focusing our efforts in the immediate term anyway. Next question. Have you looked at other sources of finance to cover your stated need for further working capital? Another $2 million will mean Greenstone owning almost the whole company when they convert their notes. Maybe to deal with the last part of that question first. To be clear, Greenstone has made no commitment to invest any further capital in the company and has the same rights as any other shareholder in respect of any future fundraising. So there is no commitment there that they have stood behind this project and this company to date, which is a huge plus in the current market. But we certainly can't bank on them in any sense to put in another X amount as and when we need it to carry us through to a construction decision. With respect to sources of finance of funding for working capital fundraising, as we're all acutely aware, the current commodity environment makes any form of fundraising challenging. So I have under no illusions on that front. But we are and will evaluate all potential sources. We rule nothing out at this stage. We are actively engaged with a whole host of potential sources of capital for the construction, and this process allows us or gives us insight into the most likely sources of additional capital, both in the short and the long term. Next question. Are all notes 2018 maturity? Yes is the short answer. But Greenstone can elect to convert, in that agreement as announced, Greenstone can elect to convert into shares at any point before then. Then what I think is the last question. What is the company doing now to make sure the story is good when a new money raising is needed? Who is the company talking to now to prepare the next round of financing, as it will take time to create a good story to tell? I guess addressing that from a couple of different angles, I firmly believe that the revised work plan does allow us to progress work streams which will have potential to act as a positive catalyst for the share price and for future fundraising, both in the short term and then in due course for construction. So it's full circle. It ties into the importance of moving forward on those pieces of work. Whether it is an increased life of mine through the resource drilling or the feed process or the receipt of the mining license, each will be a big positive step towards de-risking the project opposite potential providers of capital or lenders for the project. Obviously, I can't name the companies specifically that we're talking to in respect to financing, but I mean, what I can say without possibly stating the obvious, that we're talking to across the board a full suite of potential providers, including senior project finance debt providers, mezzanine debt off-takers, traders and end users, equipment providers, other private equity groups, and traditional equity providers. So, you know, we really haven't narrowed it down at this stage, and I don't think it would be wise to do so. So we really are looking at what sources of capital would be most attractive for the project. I feel like that sounded long-winded and repetitive at times, but wanted to give due attention to each question that came in. Thank you very much for your time, and I have no doubt we will be in touch at some point soon. And we will, as a closing comment, you know, as we move forward on this, it's not immediate, and you'll have to just bear with us. But as we move forward with the drilling campaign, as we move through the FEED process, concrete developments on the mining license that I can share with you, or certainly feed that into the marketplace and with yourself. So I think it does give us. I think this revised work plan will result in a flow of news, I guess, going into the first part of next year. And so with that, I again thank you for your time, and we will speak soon. Thank you.
Thank you for joining today's call. You may now replace your handsets.